Let's open our Bibles. Acts chapter 16. More lights. Acts chapter 16. Let's turn there. I want to read an article, just part of it. Some things that are happening in the world. This just came out this week. Hello, everyone. Hi, how you doing? Are you staying sane? Oh, in this crazy world. All right, this reminds me, I'm going to start off with the scripture. 1 Timothy 4:3, it says, forbidding to marry, the things that are going to happen in the end times, commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. So we're coming into the day of things are changing rapidly. Israel is set to become the land of cow-free milk and honey. let's say that again. It's to become the land of cow-free milk and honey, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that Israel's startup has gained government approval to begin selling cow-free milk. He also became the first world leader to taste 3D-printed cultivated fish. Israel is a global leader in an alternative protein production, and the country aims to maintain this leading position. The cow-free milk is lactose-free, cholesterol-free, contains no growth hormones or antibiotics. It can be transformed into a powder to make other dairy products, such as yogurt, cheese, and ice cream. With over 100 companies working in the field, Israel is a pioneer in the plant-based proteins and ranks second only to the United States in terms of investment in the alternative protein industry. This development is yet another example of how the state of Israel continues to uphold its values of progress, sustainability, underline that word sustainability, we're going to talk about that a little bit, and promoting a healthier and greener future for us all. Yes. Cow-free milk. Okay. Now let's look in Acts chapter 16. We're going to talk a little bit about infiltration and persecution. These are the two attacks that the enemy has on the church, and the church doesn't know it. The church doesn't realize it's been infiltrated. And infiltration, it shows us right here in Acts chapter 16. We're going to look at this. But this is what the enemy has always done. He wants someone on the inside. If you ever watch those old 007 movies, does James Bond ever wake up to these double agent spy women? Every single show, he falls for the girl, and she's a double agent, and it's like, hello, wake up. He's supposed to be so smart. Well, they want someone on the inside, right? They want someone on the inside, and it's the same with the devil. He wants, just like Judas, he wanted someone on the inside of what Jesus was doing. Well, his plans have not changed. His goal is to infiltrate, be on the inside. And infiltration actually means secretly becoming part of a group to get information and influence the way the group thinks and behaves. So here in Acts chapter 16, let's look at verse 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer. Think about that. They're doing the right thing. They're doing a religious thing. And a certain damsel, possessed with a spirit of divination. Now, in the Greek, that means a python spirit. Today, we'd call them prophets. We'd call them prophets, and we'd invite them to all of our meetings, put them on stage as the ticket. Not kidding. A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. She was always predicting the future. Right. And that's what the false prophets do. They like to predict the future. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. Now, this is the confusing part. The devil uses truth. Yes. He uses truth to deceive people, to get in, to infiltrate. She was saying the right thing. She was proclaiming truth. Now, the same followed Paul and us. Followed there in the Greek means to accompany closely. She was always there. She was always following them around. You ever had people like that in a group? You always see they want to get in. They're little wannabes. They just have to get in. They want to get in. They follow the leaders, carry their coats, carry their Bibles, carry everything. They followed Paul and us, crying, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this she did many days. So this didn't happen just once. This was happening every day, many days. But Paul, Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit. He wasn't talking to the girl. He was talking to the demon in the girl. Yes, we have a spiritual war that's going on, and there are demonic influences in our day, and people don't even want to acknowledge that there's devil in people. Here it is. Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." What did he have? He had discernment. He discerned. She's saying the right words. And that's the thing. Sometimes people say the right words, but they have an ulterior motive. They have a wrong spirit. And Paul discerned it. "And her master saw that their hope of their gains was gone." Follow the money. Follow the money. They were using her. They wanted to infiltrate, and they wanted to use her as a prophet, let's say. "They caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers." They got upset. When he cast that demon out, that girl could no longer predict the future. She could no longer prophesy. Her power was gone. Her demonic power of divination and sorcery was gone. So then what does he do? He turns them over to the rulers, and he said, now they lie. This is the enemy. He's persecuting. First he wants to infiltrate, and now that they couldn't get their way, these masters that wanted to gain much money, now they're going to turn them over to the rulers, and they ended up what? They ended up in jail. The multitude rose up against them to beat them with many stripes, and they cast him into prison. Why? Because Paul cast the devil out of the whole plan. So Paul knew Satan will use truth to attract a crowd and then gain credibility, then manipulate, and then deceive and undermine the gospel. So it looks like she's proclaiming the gospel, but she's not. She's there. She was sent there to distract. And sometimes, you know, people, you're trying to hear a message, and you'll always have someone really loud go, "Amen, amen," and you can't hear the preacher. That's never the Lord. That's always a spirit in somebody. Religious talk. This is Satan's strategy for infiltrating the church with a religious Trojan horse. Now, Alice Bailey, who is the occultist, she predicted the future churches. I'm talking about all of our churches now. We've got to have discernment, because what's going on in our day is, it's just really happening fast in our churches. And she predicted that as the churches would accept her worldview when they wanted the masses. Because it's not the narrow road that people want to walk on. They want the wild. They want the masses. They want the following. And she predicted that all roads would lead to God. They would accept her worldview to attract the masses. That mysticism and pagan spirituality would be embraced to have a religious experience. And now the big buzzword is experience. Come and have an experience. The New Apostolic Reformation, or the NAR, Dominionism, is occultism wrapped in Christian language. Boy, she'd fit right in, wouldn't she, in our prophetic conferences today? Sad, but true. Infiltration. So what's the result? What the enemy wants? He wants a false church. He wants a false church infiltrated, and then Book of Revelation says that there's going to be a false church. And you can see it today. If you're walking with the Lord and you've come out of these movements, don't give up. Thank God showed you. You know, I mean, I just think we could have gotten stuck in there, but we came out. We saw that this was wrong. We saw this apostolic stuff and this prosperity stuff and all this word of faith, this positivity stuff. We just saw it doesn't work. It only works for the people on top of the pyramid. Right? And then they're your slaves. So this is the enemy always wants someone on the inside, like Judas, and he always wants to mix it with an unholiness, people that aren't living right, and then false preachers. And I was thinking about this girl that we know. Her dad was a Assembly of God pastor, not to attack that group, but this is just who he was. And we always kind of thought that that was probably a good church that wouldn't, you know, a denomination. But he was from that denomination, and he was molesting our friend. And not only did he molest her, but he had other pastors come and molest her as well. The good news is she's still serving the Lord today. I always tell her, most people haven't been through anything that you've been through, but you still love the Lord. But this has been happening for a long time, that these people have infiltrated. They are not who they say they are. They wear masks, and behind those masks, they're doing wicked deeds. And our friend has had tremendous problems, health issues, deafness, all this other stuff, because of the abuse that she went through with her pastor father. Yeah. Isn't that sad? And I do not believe he was saved or born again. So anyone can get in these positions and do things. They can infiltrate. And the enemy always wants someone on the inside. And then what he wants to do, these are the two plans he has, is to infiltrate, and the second is to persecute. Persecute. Destroy the church through persecution. And this is what he did right there. They persecuted Paul, and they threw him in jail. They beat him. What does persecute mean? Silence. To silence. The group, to persistent harassment, ill treatment, silence, and punish. And this is what they did. If they couldn't infiltrate, they punished them. They persecuted them. So you got to be made of some tough stuff these days to be a real Christian. Because it's not just the, oh, come to church and just join our group and all that. You got to know, are these infiltrators? Are they preaching the true gospel? Are they deceiving people? Are they just after our money? Do they really teach us how to walk with God? Do they prepare us for what's coming? Yes. Do they let us know that there's a Luciferian hidden hand that is totally trying to run the earth and has been for many, many, many years, that the God and the devil are at war and we have to pick a side? No, they act like you're on top and rising and nothing ever happens to you and you just have the victory and you're going to be rich and blessed and you're never going to get sick, and they're liars.
Amen.
Now in 2 Peter 2:1, let's look here. 2 Peter 2:1-2. There were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily, that means hidden, secretly, shall bring in damnable heresies. So they infiltrate, and then they bring in their garbage. Mm-hmm. Right? They'll use some truth, just like this demon-possessed girl did. She spoke truth, but then they have an ulterior motive, and they're serving someone doing... just think about all this whole shenanigans has been from the start. Yeah. And Jesus is exposing it. And so are all of his... the books of the Bible. They come in with these hidden secret messages to bring in damnable heresies. That means extremely bad, destructive teachings. Because they don't want you to serve the Lord. They don't want you to endure to the end. They want to promise you all these things, and when it doesn't happen, you fall away. But God wants us to endure to the end. Amen. He that endures to the end shall be saved, right? Amen. We fear the Lord. We walk with him. Things don't always go our way. That doesn't mean we quit. It means we're in a battle. It means we're in a war, and no one tells us what a real struggle life is. Right. Nobody will tell you. You got to control your mind. Don't let other people tell you how to be. Learn how to walk with the Lord and quit letting other people, celebrity Christians, tell you how to live and move and have your being, right? Because they're celebrities. They're on TV. They must know more. No, I'd say now they've sold out. And many, not just a few, many shall follow their pernicious, that means harmful, ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Well, you don't want to believe in that Bible. That's old. Now you need a prophet so he can tell you, you know, the fresh revelations. Because that, just think, that's what it's done. It's infiltrated taken you away from the Bible and has put your eyes on a celebrity preacher. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Those whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world. See, this is what they want. The Luciferians, they want the old world back. Their new system is really going backwards. And spared not the old world, but saved Noah. And there's so many good things in there. We don't want to go into there, but what are we supposed to do today? We need to defend the gospel. If people aren't preaching the gospel, we need to say that's not the gospel. That's not in the Bible. Where's that in the Bible? Right. Well, that's not in the Bible. These revelations only come from me because I can go to heaven and I can hear from the Lord and I have angels come by me and all this and that. That's infiltration. So we need to suffer for the gospel. 2 Timothy 1:8, 2:3. No one talks about suffering. But you are. Yeah. If you're a truth teller in these days, you're suffering because people don't want to hear you. They think you're a loony. Mm-hmm. They're the loonies. You're trying to expose the loony and they say you're the loony. It's all backwards, folks. That's all. We're supposed to rejoice in the gospel, Romans 8:18. God's going to win. God's winning. It looks like he's not right now. But he's letting the devil have enough rope. He said this is going to happen. Look at read the book of Revelations. There are people that are going to be martyred. Yeah. There's a lot of things that he wants to wear out the saints. But guess what? This little 80 years is nothing compared to forever and ever and ever and ever. We're going to a world that has no end. And the devil doesn't get in. He doesn't get in. And so, you know, he's a liar here. He's come to steal. He's come to kill. And he's come to destroy. That's what his assignment is. And why do we think it's strange when they keep raising our taxes?
Exactly.
That's stealing. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing more of it right now. We've just seen another wave of all this stuff happening, and I'm going to tell you why in a second here. But these lies are all packaged in positive masked terms. You go to church and everything's positive. You can't go through a trial. What's wrong with you? You can't be going through a fiery trial. Well, the Bible says you will. But, that's not positive. But behind them is a destructive agenda. So now we're in a spiritual battle and we need to keep the faith and endure to the end. Mm-hmm. Someone told me the other day, I want to throw in the towel. I go, well, you're going to have to pick the towel back up because where are you going to throw it?
Yeah.
It's no sense in giving up. There's no where to go after. We've burnt our bridges. We're saved now. We're going to glory, right? Yeah. It's a bumpy ride because no one told us, you know, the devil's still here. He's come to steal, he's come to kill, and he's come to destroy you. He wants to kill us.
Amen.
And the people that are possessed of devils do too.
Exactly.
The world leaders, now this is one thing I want to get into. They met in 1992, and I'm not going to go into all of it, I have before, but they came out with a buzzword, sustainable.
Yes.
Sustainable development. And Agenda 21, all these different things. Well, people don't want to hear it, but we're experiencing it now. The end game of sustainable development is global governance.
Yep.
One world, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same thing. It's a long-term plan transformation of America, and not just America, into a socialistic nation. Behind this movement is the worship of nature. In Romans 1:25, it tells us one of the signs that the nation has rejected the God of the Bible is when the people worship creation instead of their creator. When they put the world, the green agenda ahead of people, they don't care about people, they don't care about taking care of you, how you're going to heat your homes or all these things. This is a manifesting of that they're worshiping the earth. And look no further than Starbucks, Mother Gaia. Gaia's on the cup. Gaia worship is the worship of Mother Earth. So the needs of the environment are placed above the needs of the people. They're worshiping the earth, and they want to destroy the people. That's hard for some people to grasp, but it isn't if you study what's going on. All through limiting the carbon footprint of individuals and companies, and what's all this about? Usher in socialism. Now, the author of the Brave New World, Huxley, he outlined steps towards a social transformation in the education system. And I want you to ask yourself, is this happening? Condition students to serve a greater whole, greater good, global beliefs and values. And they're going to teach your kids that they're going to have to live in little houses, little apartments for the earth, for the green agenda. Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto, was an atheist and humanist. And here's a couple of the things he wrote. Their goals to overthrow America. It's on the internet. I looked and you could still find it. And I'm only going to go through a few because they say there's 45 goals here, but 27 have already been accomplished. A heavy income tax. Capture one or more political parties. And this is the thing. They want you to think they only have one, two. It's a bird with two wings. Because then they can pass some things under this administration, and then they can't get away with it. Then they come back and do this, and it's always this, right? Some people, if you can see through that, it'll set you free. It really will. But until that, you're gonna be fighting and dividing and all that. And just say, Jesus is my Savior. These people are not. So they want to capture one or more parties. Is that happening? Ask yourself. They want to infiltrate the press. Has that happened? Gain control. This is their goals. Gain control of key positions in the radio, television, and motion pictures. Infiltrate the churches. Has this happened? They want to put in, get rid of the gospel, although they say it's gospel, but put in social religion. Taking care of problems. Discredit the Bible. Again, discredit the American Constitution, calling it old-fashioned and out of step with modern needs, one of their goals. Get rid of loyalty oaths. Anyone that gives an oath to their country, to their state, organization, they want to get rid of those people. I didn't write it. This is their writings. Transfer powers from the police to social agencies. Hasn't that just happened in the last couple years? Transfer powers from the police to social agencies. This is the big one, and we're seeing this right now. Right now in our state, they're trying to take kids away from their families. If the kids want to do these surgeries and the parents don't, the state might be able to come in and take these kids away. Discredit the family is their goal. Encourage promiscuity. What does that mean? Encourage sexual behaviors. Haven't we seen this in cartoons even? They're even going to our kids through these cartoons. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of their parents. This is the goal of socialism, all the other isms, whatever you want to call it. Now listen to this one. I think we just went through this. Special interest groups, they'll have different names, of course, shall rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. Well, let's just burn down that precinct.
Exactly.
Are they accomplishing this? Just a little more. Quote from Marx. This is Karl Marx, what his thinking was. The idea of God is the keynote of a perverted civilization. It must be destroyed. If you study Karl Marx, he was quite a strange fellow. Won't go into it. I don't know how anyone would even follow him. He didn't even go to his wife's funeral. He was very mean. He had money, didn't pay his bills. Just the fact that anyone would even follow him is crazy. But these people are possessed. They have spirits in them. Just like the girl that we read about. There are spirits in these people that make them act the way they do. The reality is the worldview of Marx is alive and well around the world. Because people give place to these spirits. Mm-hmm. Saul Alinsky is another one who wrote Rules for Radicals. He talks of infiltrating every social institution, including the churches. And guess what? Targeting the middle class. Mm-hmm. Have we seen an attack on the middle class? Mm-hmm. Goal. This is some of their goals. The ultimate goal for these radicals is the isms. I'll just put that. What is it? It's country government controls everything. When you get over into total socialism, they control everything. They control all the property and all the wealth. And we're seeing a lot of this happening, and we're wondering, why is this happening? Because they've had these goals and they've been working at it for a long time. They've put people in positions of authority and they've infiltrated this organization, this church, and then persecuted, caused division, caused splits, right? This is their goal, has been since the book of Acts. So call it whatever you want, and I'm going to close with this. Psalms 2, the kings of the earth, or the rulers of the earth, take counsel together. They always have, and they always will. The rulers of the earth, these evil people, call them whatever you want to be. You don't see them. They're hidden. They have a few puppet heads, but they're not controlling things. They will never be seen. But the kings of the earth, the rulers, take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. We're his anointed. We're his people. We're his family. We're his bride. But the Lord sits in the heavens and he laughs. He laughs because they think they're winning. But he lets them, and he gives all of us a choice. Because I was like, why did you have to kill your son? Why didn't you kill the devil? Right. It's like, really? Because we don't understand. We don't understand the whole plan of everything. But we have a free choice. We have a free will. And God wants us to choose. Do you want to serve him? Amen. Or do you want to serve the devil? Amen. Do you want to sell out to the devil for prosperity and fame? And you got to know, the devil doesn't play fair. He's going to use people. Thank you for your service when he's done using you all up. But the Lord's not like that. He rewards us. They reward you with titles and money down here. Maybe movies, being famous. But God says you have a place with him for eternity. Now, some of you might just not understand eternity. Eternity doesn't end. There's no end. There's an end to these wicked people. They're going to get their judgment. They're going to get their rewards. How evil they have been, what they've done. God's a just God. They are. That's why I say don't sweat it, because he's a just ruler and he's gonna punish people. I believe there's levels of punishment. So the Lord sits in the heavens and laughs because he's just given enough rope and all of us to decide who are we going to serve. Exactly. Who are you going to serve? What are you going to do? And at the end of our life, it's funny how many people get religious at the funerals. All of a sudden they're all, you know. No, choose him now. Choose today whom you will serve. Serve the Lord today while you still can, right? In Psalms 1, we are not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the way of sinners. The way of the ungodly is going to perish. They look like they're flourishing right now. They look like they're winning right now. It looks like they have all the laws in their favor, that they're taking away all our freedom. They're doing all these laws and changing the times and the seasons, and we're in weather warfare right now. If you don't know it, you need to wake up. They're using the weather, and they know they've been doing it for a long time, but it's really coming to a head because there's certain parts of the earth they want for certain things. Oh yeah, they're very advanced in this. We're not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, so they're there. Why do we pretend they're not there? Why do we think that when someone just gets into a political office, they're our savior and they're going to help us? Have they ever helped you? No. Has your taxes went down? No. Has the food prices went down? I don't care who they get in. Some things might go up for a little bit, go down, but there's these powers behind this hidden hand, these Luciferians, whatever you want to call them. They're not serving the Lord. They're Christ deniers. Amen. And they have their show for a while. God lets them. They're here. Yeah. In our church, we were never taught that there's really an enemy. Exactly. We kind of mocked it. We made fun of him, like, he's under our feet, he's under our feet. He can't do anything unless my words give him authority. Otherwise, I can control. You have very little control. I mean, really. We think we were so powerful. We were young. Wait till you're old. Things change. We're not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the way of sinners, because the way of the ungodly is not, it's going to perish. One day they're going to be gone, and they're going to meet their reward. And that's what we have to do. You can't walk anyone else's race. You got to run your own. Don't compare yourself with other Christians, what other people live in, what they're doing. Just do what God's asked you to do. Who are we trying to impress?
Right.
We're called to impress Him, right? Psalms 2:11, serve the Lord with fear. Serve Him with fear. I want to do your will, Lord. I want to do what you've asked me to do,
amen,
right? Serve Him with fear and rejoice with trembling. Don't just live this flippant thing. It's like, live with the fear of the Lord. We're going to face Him one day.
Yeah.
And just every day, just live with that presence. Lord, I'm here to serve you.
Right.
I mean, being in a big church and then being now just online, it's just like another whole world. But I so much more enjoy the online church instead of being told what to do and how to. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just like all these rules, and who made this rule, and how come we can't sit here, and how come we have to, it's just like a Pharisees. The Pharisees invaded our churches, and they took away our real liberty and freedom, right? And they brought in all these, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to prosper. You got to drive a good car into the parking lot, because we're not going to let any of those dumpy, that's a bad reflection on us. And you better wear a good purse, and you better wear a good dress, and you better be, you know, you better have all these diamonds, and you better just look really prosperous.
Exactly.
People won't follow people that aren't prosperous. All that junk we were taught and raised, it's so good to be free from it. But love people. Serve people. Don't get angry. Don't get bitter. A lot of the people that are deceived, they're going to be shocked to find out that they're not serving the Lord. They're serving a religious institution that's been infiltrated and will be persecuted in this hour. Father, we thank you for giving us truth. The word is truth. It sets us free, but sometimes it makes us mad. But we thank you, Lord, that even though we have to go through a lot of things in this world to see truth, we want truth. We want eyes to see and ears to hear. And everyone said?
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, the number 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.